There's nowhere in the world we cherish more than our home. At Grundig, this is what we think about as we design, as we invent, as we create. We have in mind one single thought, making your home the best place to be. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality, innovation, and craftsmanship. Visit grundig.com to find out more.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
We're Blue Hawaii and this is Free at Last.
Welcome to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. Canadian electro duo Blue Hawaii are this week's guests who have just released their sophomore album Tenderness. Blue Hawaii are Raphael Standel and Alex Kirby. They've been making music together for the best part of a decade, and during the tenure of their band, their relationship has changed from friends to girlfriend, boyfriend to exes, often the cause of a band split, but here there's no bad blood. Their interest in relationships tends to be the subject matter of both their music and their music-making process. Their first album, Untogether, was made while they were writing separately, and Tenderness takes a look at the difficulties of maintaining a relationship via text and email. The duo came to Midori House to perform and to discuss how their changing partnership has influenced how they write together. Hawaii, welcome to the Sessions at Midori House.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
A lot of people write songs about relationships, but you guys seem to be quite concerned with relationships from so many different angles. I mean, there's a relationship between you two which has changed during the course of the band, and then there's the theme of digital relationships on the album. What aspect of it did you want to bring out in this new album?
I guess specifically in this album, I wanted to talk about coming to terms more with the ending of a relationship and also looking at how you are in relationships, specifically in digital ones. I had the ability to, you know, go back and look through messages that I'd had with a person over like a long distance relationship over Messenger, and just seeing how much of a mask I was wearing being behind the screen, and just feeling embarrassed, not feeling like myself, like feeling like I was being like really impulsive through typing on the phone, and wanting to explore that and wanting to forgive myself. I think that's why we ended up calling the record Tenderness, is just like trying to find that like strand of loving kindness towards yourself.
And the song that kind of deals with that, I guess, is the title track Tenderness, yeah, which is towards the end of the album. Uh-huh. And I wondered if, did you write that song last?
I think we actually did. That was kind of the song that, like, to me, it tied it all together. And that's when I realized that we needed to do it like a bit of a concept record where, like, we start with Free at Last. Like, I'm free at last, but I won't feel that for a few months or so. And then the arc of the record is, like, the next few months and going through, like, all the pining and the anger and the nostalgia and, like, the embarrassment, and then the conclusion track of Tenderness. So that track, when we wrote that, was like, okay, this is how we're going to shape the record because of that.
And I'm really interested in your writing process together, because I was reading that on your last album, Untogether, you did a lot of writing separately and then kind of came together at the end. Is that a process that you maintain, or have you kind of explored different ways of writing together?
Yeah, actually, with Tenderness, that song speaks to the process quite well, because we wrote the initial melody and the beat and everything like that long before the song had a concept or the album had a concept, and we kind of filled in the blanks and made the lyrics and made the whole song have a purpose within the rest of the music. But I think that the process of writing is very much like, let's just jam out something really quick and see what happens, and then tend to like edit it a lot and change it a lot over many months. And every song seems to have like many different lives and goes through different genres and like all that kind of thing. And one way that this record's process was different than the last had to do a lot with our relationship. And I think it also speaks to this question you were asking earlier, where Raphael and I have experienced like a new level of our relationship that's like platonic and very deep and like on a new plane. And I think that it's very tender and very much like taking place within like the real world.
This is No One Like You.
Just around me with the sunshine. A lot of people will write music about ends of relationships and breakups, but you don't very often get a couple who've broken up and then write a record together about ending a relationship, even if it's not the relationship that you were in together. Is that quite a strange process, or did it feel quite natural?
There were moments when maybe it felt a little bit odd, for sure. I'm like, oh, I'm writing about someone else that I had a relationship with. But it's been 5 years now, and I think that Alex and I just like go so deep that it transcends any weirdness.
Like, for people that we meet, for instance, like just the cabby that drove us here, he's like, so you're not together? Sort of like everyone's confused. My grandmother's confused. Everyone's confused.
Everyone's confused.
Why we aren't together. We spend so much time together. But I think that not being together really makes this whole thing work, and also make it a lot, like our connection, it can just be this level that it wouldn't be able to be otherwise.
There's not this like expectation, this pressure that I feel like comes along with the relationship, where you like, you want the person to be everything. And we're
supportive of each other's like partners.
It's like it feels like a very much like a soul partner or something, somebody that you like go through life with, like not necessarily like in like a sexual way, but just somebody to be there for you, to look out for you, and who you trust and you support as well. So.
Yeah, so lovely.
That's great. Pretty new age, 2017.
And Raf, you obviously have your other band Braids, who you've been in here before and performed with Braids before. How do you know which of your songs, when you have a song in your head, if it's going to be a Braids song or a Blue Hawaii song?
I never have a song in my head usually. So it usually happens in the moment in the room with the people all the music I write is very influenced by whoever's in the room, and it's all very collective. And I would like to write more stuff on my own. On my guitar, it's something I used to do when I was younger, and I found it to be a really good outlet, but I just don't really have time at the moment with having two bands. But the type of writer I am is it just happens really fast, and I know if it's going to happen or not. Like, I don't really mess around. It's like, if I go in the studio and it's there, then it's there. And if it's not there, then, like...
You leave.
I go. Yeah. Or I go do something. Thing, or I go read a book, or I don't really like push it. I'm like, okay, it's not here. So yeah, with Braids, with Austin and Taylor, I guess I've started taking more of the role of being a singer and a lyricist and arranger more so than doing the instrumentals. I found that I can do it, but it's not really my strength.
She produces a lot of the Blue Hawaii stuff.
Yeah, I like producing and stuff, yeah. But like I don't really... anymore, and this could just be a phase, but I don't really like coming up with like the initial like loop or like the piano progression or something. Like I enjoy having it and then kind of molding it a bit like a sculptor or something like that. So it's just very inspired by the people who are in the room.
Why'd it turn out like this? I want you with me. Why'd it turn out? Should be here. Why'd it turn out like this? I want you with me. Why'd it turn out like this? You should be here.
You've been listening to the Sessions at Midori House in association with Grundig. This week's guests were Blue Hawaii, and their new album, Tenderness, is out now on Arbutus Records. This show was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and mixed by Kieran Banerjee. Join us at the same time next week, but for now, thanks for tuning in.
At Grundig, we're proud of the quality, innovation, and craftsmanship that goes into everything we do. Grundig's audio products are no different. The highest standard of sound with the finest design forms. The Sessions at Midori House with Grundig, pioneers of quality and innovation. Visit grundig.com to find out more.